Your Excellencies, Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker, ministers, ladies and gentlemen, both here or watching this on live TV, welcome to Kultaranta Talks. It's been 3 years since we were last here, and I don't need to tell you that a lot has happened since, so there's plenty to discuss. The theme of the 2022 talks is responsible, strong, and stable Nordic region. Tonight we have a very special discussion prepared for you. In a few minutes we will be having NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and the President of the Republic, Sauli Niinistö, here on stage. But first, a welcoming address by our host, Sauli Niinistö, President Sauli Niinistö, followed by a keynote speech by Mr. Stoltenberg. President, please.
Your Excellency, Secretary General Stoltenberg, dear Jens. Your Excellency, Prime Minister Støre, dear Jonas. Esteemed guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to welcome you all to the Kultaranta Talks. After a 3 year pause, brought about by the pandemic, it's great to be able to gather here again. The title of this year's talks is Responsible, Strong and Stable Nordic Region. We will discuss the severe security situation in Europe. We will ask how the Nordic countries can best build a secure and resilient future. We will consider what the Finnish NATO membership will entail for us, for our region, and for the whole North Atlantic Alliance. Tonight, I'm glad to have an in-depth discussion with the Secretary General Stoltenberg. There's a lot to talk about: Russia's war in Ukraine and its implications, and of course, Finland's NATO membership. Tomorrow we will have two panel discussions. The first one will focus on how the new security landscape reflects on Nordic cooperation and what kind of impact Nordic cooperation can have on that landscape. It is valuable to have the Prime Minister of Norway, Jonas Gahr Støre, participating in that discussion. The second one will focus on Finland and the changes in our security policy. After the main panels, we will have three closed working groups. In the groups, we will take an in-depth look at three issues of strategic importance: the emerging economic and technological landscape, and the future of China, and the future of Russia. Dear guests, this spring, full-scale war has returned to Europe. Russia's invasion of Ukraine shook the very foundations of the European security order. For Europe and the transatlantic community, it was a dramatic wake-up call. Now we are wide awake. We have acted in unison to impose sanctions on Russia. We have adjusted our long-held policies in order to be able to better support Ukraine. The consequences of the war on our continent, its politics, its economy, and its people will be profound. As the war rages on, we are starting to feel its secondary effects. Our economies are facing the return of higher inflation. The prices of food, energy, and raw materials are rising, and so are the interest rates. These challenges are felt very strongly also here in Finland. We are facing this crisis from an already weak economic basis. This worries me. We must remember that a nation's cohesion and resilience rests largely on its economic foundation. Our economic foundation now requires specific attention. However painful the current situation might be for us, one thing is clear. It is Ukraine that pays the utmost price. The world has watched in awe as the people of Ukraine have shown us the true meaning of bravery and resilience. There are no signs of a quick end to this war. Ukrainians continue to fight for their sovereignty and for our shared values. We must continue to be resilient in our support. Ladies and gentlemen, we have proceeded with our security policy choices hand in hand with Sweden. The NATO membership of Finland and Sweden would not only increase our own security, it would strengthen the entire alliance and improve the security of all allies. We would add strong capabilities and geographic depth to NATO's collective defense. We are already and willing to do our part and to assume our responsibility in full. I also want to address the security concerns voiced by Turkey. We take them very seriously. Finland condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. We work actively to combat it. We now have more tools in place. An amendment of the Criminal Code came into force this year. It expands and makes stricter the punishable scope of terrorism crimes. The civilian and military intelligence legislations adopted 3 years ago have also proven indispensable. They help us to track malign activities against Finland and our partners. Our constructive dialogue with Turkey will continue. In return, we also expect to see our own security concerns taken seriously. I'm convinced that Finland meets all the requirements of NATO membership. Ladies and gentlemen, during my 10 years as the President of the Republic, there has never been such a great public interest in security policy. This spring, security policy issues have been debated throughout the country, at dinner tables and in TV studios, at workplaces and in private gatherings. Much has already been said, but there's still much to discuss. I want to challenge all of you gathered here in Kultaranta to bathe in. And as always, these talks are not restricted to those present here. I hope that those following Kultaranta talks on TV and online actively participate in our debate on social media. I hope the debates give you food for thought for the weeks and months ahead. Because the strength, the stability and the security of our societies requires the involvement of all citizens. With these words, I once again wish you warmly welcome. And next, I will give the stage to the Secretary General. Jens, you have the floor.